The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, 5G is one of the most hyped new technologies of our age, and that's what we're going to talk about now.
The business of on the Pat Kenny Show, thanks to Irish Life. Helping people make smart investments with their nest egg for over 80 years. Search Irish Life.
5G has a lot of promise, but it's also highly controversial. Most of the country now has the potential to access 5G, but the take-up so far is fairly limited. So to talk about the business of 5G, News Talk's Deputy Business Editor Gavin McLaughlin is with me. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So for those who don't know, what is 5G?
Really fast internet. And the general idea has been it'll be mostly used on people's phones. So it'll be beamed out from masts all around the country. And instead of having whatever data you get at the moment, 3G or 4G, you'll be able to use this really fast 5G. And it also has a number of quite interesting industrial applications as well.
Yeah, 5G is literally the fifth generation of this kind of technology. It's got quite a lot of hype.
Yeah, a lot of the mobile operators have been bigging it up. People will have heard a lot about it. Now, despite the hype, it's been a bit of a flop so far, I would argue. We might discuss that further in a minute. But I just wanted to give an example of some of the grandiose promises that have been made about it. Here's a very earnest piece of advertising from the Canadian telecoms company Rogers.
5G will connect us to information, innovation, and our loved ones in ways we can only imagine. It will transform how we navigate our world, the way lives are saved, how classes are taught, and the ways that we can protect our planet. 5G will allow us to go further than ever, while also bringing us closer together. Creating more time, more sharing, more moments, more hope.
Certainly a lot of hype there. Why do you say it's been a bit of a flop so far?
Well, it was launched about 2 years ago here, and at this stage the country is pretty well covered. So Air can reach 70% of the population with it. Three can reach 66%. Take-up, though, has been very low. Ericsson did a survey in May. It found that 22% of consumers here had a 5G-enabled phone, but only 4% of consumers here had a 5G plan, which is kind of amazing. One other finding, between March 2019 and December 2020, the survey found there was a 0% change in consumer intention to upgrade to 5G in Ireland. So all the hype in that period resulted in a 0% increase in the amount of people intending to upgrade. I think that finding is even more amazing. And I would say, Pat, that for the vast bulk of people, either they don't understand too much about this thing or 4G is perfectly adequate to meet their needs. Here's Irish Independent tech editor Adrian Weckler.
People complain about not having broadband quite a lot, but nobody that I'm aware of yet in the country complains about not having 5G. It's actually a rare example of the network being way, way, way ahead of what anyone can usefully use it for. If you do a speed test on your phone in any decent 4G area, you'll get at least, you know, 15, 20, 30 megabits per second, maybe up to 100 megabits per second. That's normally enough to power several TVs all watching Netflix in 4K at the same time. 5G's proposition that it can get you 500 or 600 megabits per second, nobody has a clue what to do with that. Now, in some ways, it's a good problem to have, but it's a unique situation where, you know, why would you pay more for a 5G mobile plan? And very few people do.
So that was the Irish Independent tech editor, Adrian Weckler. Now, there have been some concerns about the national security implications as well, Gavin.
Yeah, and that's because the Chinese company Huawei is a major supplier of equipment for building out the infrastructure. And there's been a concern expressed about the Chinese government potentially using Huawei's involvement as a tool for espionage stroke leverage. Now, Huawei has very strongly denied this is a possibility, but some countries have actually banned Huawei from getting involved. Australia banned them, Britain sort of allowed them at the start, but then ordered that the Huawei kit should be stripped out. Here it's different. Now, if you look at the big three, Vodafone is not using them, Three is not using them, but Air is using them. Now, they're happy with them and they're satisfied that there isn't a problem with Huawei. And they've taken what is a pretty common step, which is limiting Huawei to what's called the non-core part of the network. Now, the thinking is that this means Huawei won't have access to the sensitive stuff, which will be in what's called the core part. Despite this, though, some people still have concerns. Here's defence and security analyst Declan Power.
Limiting them to the non-core part is it's an appropriate protective step. Having said that, though, you're still in the vicinity. You're still, you know, if you're adept enough and your tradecraft is of a high enough standard, you can still maneuver if you have espionage as your objective. So, you know, the question would be not about whether limiting them to the non-core arena is enough. The question is, do we have the espionage safeguards, the counter-espionage protection protocols in place to safeguard against Huawei? And on our own as a state, the simple answer is we do not. That's if they were to engage in espionage activities.
That's defence and security analyst Declan Power there. Just one thing to add on that, Pat, is we're not necessarily talking about reading people's messages or listening to voicemails. Even having the capability to shut the Huawei equipment off and pull down the network in a time of crisis is something perhaps to be concerned about as well. So obviously people have different views on whether we have a potential problem here, but certainly it needs to be discussed.
Well, now, if the ordinary punter's not seeing the value of 5G at the moment, and who knows what'll come along with metaverses and all the rest of it, in the area of industry, there are real possibilities.
Yeah, and so the idea would be that if you have a factory, you would get a private 5G network installed and you could hook up machines or robots to this network. And a big advantage of it is what they call low latency. So that means a fast reaction time. For example, you have a load of machines out on the floor, a problem occurs with one of them, then bang, you're notified in real time, you can do something. And the same applies if you're using a load of robots to manufacture. If the robots are hooked up to this network and can respond to your instructions instantly and stop what they're doing, it helps if you need to prevent damage to the product being worked on, and it helps with safety if humans are nearby. Now, I spoke to Mike Hibbett from Research Institute Irish Manufacturing Research, and he outlined some of the benefits of 5G for the manufacturing industry.
It's really that the use of robots and their deployment is becoming more and more prevalent and more complex. So, for example, I mean, we've just installed within our facility a robot which is feeding material into a CNC. That's a relatively new capability. And the controller of that in a time-sensitive manner that enables you to have people operating around it has just not been possible until now. So capabilities like mobile robots were able to operate before, but their ability to operate with a human in close proximity has been limited or just not possible. And now with these kind of safety assurance capabilities, we have a greater degree of flexibility, and that degree of flexibility enables companies to be more efficient and more innovative in the kind of processes they can run.
So that's Mike Hibbett from Irish Manufacturing Research. Now, Gavin, domestic or commercial, whatever, your final thoughts on 5G?
Well, it will become the norm eventually on phones. It will replace 4G. That's just the way things go, even if it's not much extra use to most people. I would hope that it doesn't mean everyone pays more than they are paying now for their plans. I mean, we have seen decent competition from the likes of GOMO and 48, so I hope that continues and the price of building 5G out doesn't get passed on too much. In business, I'm more convinced of the benefits. I think it will be common in manufacturing. And there's another interesting opportunity which we haven't talked about yet and which I'm going to leave you with. I spoke to Owen McManus, who is Chief Business Officer with Three, and he addressed the issue of the low take-up so far. But he also said Three sees an opportunity for 5G to replace home broadband.
As is the case with any new technology, it takes a while for the market to sort of get up to speed with it. And, you would have seen that when, you know, when 3G was first introduced and again when 4G was introduced. I mean, what I would say is the vast majority of customers at the moment who are upgrading with us or upgrading with 5G devices, and the vast majority of those are also taking a 5G plan. But what I would say to you is that 5G is not just about faster devices, although that is one of its, you know, major benefits. It's much more about an alternative to traditional broadband. And we introduced 5G, what we would call, or what the industry would call 5G FWA, but essentially it's 5G mobile broadband, the late last year, December it was, and we're seeing the rates of that grow, you know, 20% month on month. So it's doing very well for us.
That's Three's Chief Business Officer, Owen McManus, there. So look, it will bring a lot of change, I suspect, just not really on smartphones, which is what most people, I think, associate it with.
Mm-hmm. Hey, interesting, though, that if you use your smartphone then as a hub, a hotspot at home, you know, you get the benefits of 5G from your smartphone to your telly.
Yeah, that's possible. So, and, you know, it has been mentioned to me, you know, if you're a gamer or, you know, you're interested in live streaming concerts or something, then it's kind of useful for you, you know, if you're using it on your smartphone. But I would suspect for most people, you know, the 4G is perfectly adequate for them and they don't need all this extra speed.
Right, Gavin, thank you very much. News Talk's Deputy Business Editor, Gavin McLaughlin.